Welcome, friends. I'm Clinton DeFrance, and this is Landmark Q&A. At Christian Landmark, we believe the Bible holds the answers to life's greatest questions. Today, we answer a listener's question about the power of Satan. Can men work miracles by the power of Satan? The listener expresses particular interest in the seeming wonders worked by the magicians of Pharaoh's court, having heard from preachers that these men were simply working sleight-of-hand magic tricks. Thus, a second and related question, what does the Bible mean by its frequent prohibitions against sorcery? We'll answer these two questions in turn. The first question, can men work miracles by the power of Satan, is, I believe, one of the most important questions we may ask concerning the legitimacy of our faith. You see, miracles are at the heart of the Christian faith, as the central evidence that our religion is indeed from God. In preaching to the unbelieving Jews on the day of Pentecost, the Apostle Peter appealed to the miracles of Christ as proof that he was ordained and approved of God. Acts 2 and 22 reads, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know." In fact, Peter's own sermon was confirmed by the miracles he worked on that occasion, Mark 16 and 20. It was understood by the Jews that miracles were a sign of divine endorsement. This is why Nicodemus said in John 3 and 2, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." And why Jesus said in Matthew 9 and verse 6, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," then he said to the paralytic, "Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house." That last passage is particularly significant. Not every miracle worker had the power to forgive sins, but when Jesus claimed to have that power and then worked a miracle, it was heavenly proof that his claims were true. When politicians are vying for the affections of the nation, we will see commercials making all sorts of grand promises and commitments, and at the end, the politician's voice will say, "I'm so-and-so, and I approve this message." Just so, when men worked miracles correspondent to preaching a sermon, God was saying, through the miracle, "I approve this message." All biblical writers appeal to the resurrection of Jesus Christ as the single greatest reason for accepting Jesus as the Son of God, Savior, Lord, and Judge. The Apostle Paul says in Acts 17 and 31 that God gave assurance to all of his approval of Jesus by raising him from the dead. For these reasons, I believe theologian R.C. Sproul was correct in defining a miracle as something only God can do. No, the devil cannot work miracles. If the devil could work miracles, then mankind would have no assurance that any message is truly from God. One could even argue that Satan raised Jesus from the dead. The biblical response is that only God can do these things. To even suggest that miracles are the works of Satan is what Jesus called the unpardonable sin and blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, Matthew 12, verses 24 through 32. All human attempts at the miraculous apart from God are clearly distinguished as false signs and lying wonders, as in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 9. The magicians of Pharaoh's court were, like Simon the sorcerer in Acts chapter 8, hucksters and charlatans who recognized the inferiority of their tricks when laid alongside the power of God. So then to our next question, what does the Bible mean in its frequent condemnations of sorcery? If sorcery is just a silly show, why does the Bible speak such harsh words against it, even condemning its practitioners to death in the Old Testament, Exodus 22:18, and hell in the New Testament, Revelation 21:8? At least one evil of witchcraft is the fact that sorcery, while having no legitimate supernatural power, is a devilish effort to lead men away from the light of divine truth. In Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 through 11, the Bible enumerates different kinds of sorcery. It reads as follows, "There shall not be found among you anyone who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. Bible scholar James Freeman offers in-depth analysis of each of the seven Hebrew terms used here by Moses to describe various acts of divination or witchcraft. In each case, we have an effort on the part of men to discover mysteries about heaven, the afterlife, or the future, bypassing the Word of God. For instance, the soothsayer or observer of times is primarily one who distinguishes between lucky and unlucky days, years, or seasons. These use stars and planets and cards and books called bibliomancy to attempt to forecast the future so that people can make life decisions accordingly. We know this kind of sorcery in the modern horoscope and tarot card readers. Then he mentions interpreters of omens, sorcerers, and conjurers of spells. Each of these refers to the various sleight-of-hand tricks that dupe ignorant people into thinking someone has more power than they do. The conjurer of spells seems to be more of a druggist who manufactures and administers potions, herbs, and chemical mixtures with the promise that it will bring visions or greater clarity of mind. This is certainly the meaning of the New Testament word sorcerer, which comes from the Greek pharmakon, or literally pharmacist, so this would actually have reference to recreational drug dealers and drug users. Finally, Moses mentions mediums, spiritists, and those who call up the dead. These three terms refer to different approaches to contact with the dead, and we know this is an extremely popular concept even today. According to the Bible, only God can foretell the future, give spiritual enlightenment, or raise the dead in any sense. There is no truth or light in these duplicitous shams. Those who consult magicians only receive lies and deceptions. Listen to Isaiah 8, 19 through 20. "And when they say to you, 'Seek those who are mediums and wizards, who whisper and mutter,' should not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? To the law and to the testimony," that is the Bible. "If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." We have in the Bible, my dear friends, a book of truth, sealed and confirmed by miracles, proven the production of God the Creator. Rely on the Bible. Read it, believe it, and obey it, and rest in the truth that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I'm Clinton DeFrance, inviting you to join us next week for another question answered on Landmark Q&A.